This is your Be Moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. As this is Holy Week, be encouraged that God will change another man's heart just for you. And this is what he did with the jailer who held Paul and Silas captive. One day, Paul and Silas were out spreading the good news when they were suddenly beaten, arrested, and jailed. To ensure they couldn't escape from the prison, the jailer put them in the inner dungeon of the jail. But shortly after midnight, there was an earthquake, and the prison was shaken at its foundation. All of the doors flew open, and the chains flew off all of the prisoners. The jailer was deeply shaken by the whole incident. He ran down to the dungeon where Paul and Silas were being kept and knelt before them and asked what he needed to do to be saved. Paul responded that he needed to believe in the Lord Jesus because not only would he be saved, but his entire family would be saved too. Now, here's what's interesting. The jailer who had thrown Paul and Silas into the inner dungeon earlier that day came to wash their wounds later that night. Within a 24-hour period, the jailer went from castigating them to caring for them. When you see a person's heart change to that degree in that short amount of time, you should know God's hand is at work. So don't shy away from dealing with the hard heart. Instead, put those hearts in God's hands and remember these words: I will remove the heart of stone from their flesh and give them a heart of flesh. Ezekiel 11:19. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, God changes hearts.